B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you
know
smelled
it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money in the bank.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rims with the window crack.
Sports and final hours, Zolak and Bertrand on a Finish Strong Friday, brought to you by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. More on that in a moment. Let's welcome in on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, RJ Bell from pregame.com and Fox Sports Radio. And T-Bone, if you could pot him back up on the phones for me, that would be wonderful. RJ.
Hello, guys.
RJ.
What's up, Bill?
How are you?
Good.
I think you said Bill. Oh, Bill.
Okay. I'm coming out there next year, buddy. We're playing the Raiders next year out there.
Ooh, that should be fun.
Yeah,
that
we got to hook up. We got to hook up, buddy.
No doubt. No doubt.
I'll be out there in 2 weeks, but we don't have to hook up. Sorry.
Well, you know, if I'm not big time enough, I accept that.
No, I don't expect you to take. I used to live in Vegas, RJ. I know what it's like. It's like, hey, I'm coming into town. And for people who live there, you're like, well, I live here and I work. So what do you want me to do?
When it's a luminary like yourself, it's different.
Yeah. Drop everything and come eat a meal of food with you? No, I'm good, but thank you.
RJ, let's talk about Tom Brady this weekend. He is a favorite of 2.5 points at home against a very good Rams team. What are your thoughts on this game, and what are your thoughts on history being on Brady's side? We've heard a lot of that today, how people will not doubt Tom Brady in these situations. How does that factor in?
Well, I think it gives us an opportunity because it strikes me after the Super Bowl last year, we said, man, we should have seen it. Kansas City had no offensive line, no chance they're going to protect. It was, you know, Bucks won. It was obvious, but it was after the fact, right? Because when you have a great team like Kansas City has been, you think to yourself, well, they can overcome that. They can overcome that. Well, Tom Brady, great for a career, but he literally has one of his three playmaking receivers. Gronk hasn't looked physically good for a while. Who knows? But, okay, if we're relying on him. Fournette, I don't know. He was supposed to play last week, so he's hobbled at best. Line might be weakened either by an absence or by a hobbled player or two. I mean, this feels like about the worst scenario it could be. And if we think back last year, this is a team that had a close game against Washington early. They were going to be down by 7-plus against the Saints, but there was a strip fumble, remember? The tight end fumbled. And, hey, give them credit. They came back. Green Bay was a couple plays one way or the other. So, and they were very healthy. So it strikes me, how much worse is this team? And let me ask you guys that question. How much worse is this Tampa Bay team from last year's Tampa Bay team in the playoffs?
I think they're pretty nicked up.
Yeah. And my point would be Tampa Bay got by the skin of their nose last year. What makes us think this year is going to be the same thing? And remember, you guys remember this. What was it, 9 years in a row that Brady and the Patriots didn't win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, but it's them at home and it's him.
There's the bias right there. Zoe just described the bias, which is why I think
it
does not offer good value to be betting the Bucks this weekend.
I wouldn't touch it.
Go the other way.
Yeah.
Well, remember, this line has dropped pretty steady. I mean, it was clear three, if not a little extra vig. Now you can get 2.5s. That's the biggest move in sports betting, is off of three in the NFL. I personally think the injury factors, huge for the Bucks. I also think the Rams have played, and let's think about this now. The Rams have played Brady well this year. They played him well last year. I mean, and this defense in general has done well against Brady. This scheme. So it strikes me. Let me ask you this: if you don't bet against Brady this week, when do you bet against him? Because if you say you never will, that's fine. But to me, if there's ever a time, it's now.
Okay, RJ, let me ask you something about the home field, because this is something you brought up early on in the season, how a lot of people and a lot of professionals think that home field isn't worth the 3 points anymore. It's only maybe 2 or even 1.5. So when there's a line like there is for the Titans giving 3.5 at home to the Bengals, is that factored into that line, or is it still 3 points for home when the lines are being set, and then you use that? If you believe that home field isn't worth that, 3 points anymore, mm-hmm. do you use that to your advantage and then maybe say, okay, the Bengals really aren't 3.5 point dogs. It's more like 2, say, and you should jump on that 3.5.
Okay, so what I would say is this: the betting market has downgraded home field across the board. Now, it varies at different venues. In fact, Green Bay has the last 3-point home field in the NFL, in most people, experts' opinions. And I agree with that. I think they have the best home field in the NFL. But otherwise, you got serious bettors saying maybe it's worth 1.5, but maybe it's 1 point. Like, it's literally not a debate between 3 and 2.5. It's a debate between 2 or 1.5 or 1.
Okay.
And to me, what this Titans line is saying is Tennessee is clearly the better team. So there's home field that maybe gets you 2, but let's just say to make it a round number, and now you got to get up to 3 and through 3. And again, just like coming off of 3 was a big deal in the Bucs game, to go up through 3 is saying Tennessee is just a much, much better team. And I'll give you an example. We can look at the money line here and see what the money line is, yep. which means there's no spread.
Right.
So you got to lay 180 to win 160 in the Titans game. 180 wins you, 180 wins you 100. And if you want to take the dog, it's 100 wins you 160. So, all right. Now, in the Bucs game, it's 150 minus 150. So you're looking at 30 cents different between 2.5 and 3.5. Now that's and think about it, from 150 to a pick'em is, and pick'em's going to be minus 110, right? Is only 40 cents. So it's almost the same from pick'em to 2.5 as it is from 2.5 to 3.5. That's how important 3 is, and thus Tennessee is considered to be the much better team, okay. with the diminished home field.
So the change in thinking on the home field advantage is already factored into the line that we see.
For sure. And okay. if the lines makers themselves make a mistake on that, the bettors will quickly bet it in a way that moves it in that direction.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Got it. Other games that are happening this weekend, how do you feel about the Packers? A lot of pressure on them to win. How should we approach the game?
Well, it was 6 earlier in the week. Packers at home favored. Good news came out with some of the concussion protocols and the D-line stuff with 49ers. And thus the line's gone to 5.5. 6 is a key number, but not the keyest of numbers. 3 and 7 first, and then 6 and 10 and 14 after that. So it's a pretty big move. I personally think the 49ers are maybe mentally fatigued. You can have a physical fatigue, and they are playing their 6th road game in 8 weeks. Now that's tough. Number 2, though, I think they've had a lot of almost quasi must-win games where it was like, obviously, last week was a must-win. The week before against the Rams, must-win. But then prior to that, there were some games that, hey, if you lose, you're in pretty big trouble. And they did lose to Tennessee, but still, it was like this team's been in these really high-pressure games for, what, almost 2 months? And it's like, when does that finally catch up? Especially against a team that had a bye last week, that literally sat their starters for half of the final week. So they're as rested as they could be. And plus, Green Bay had a bye, I think, in week like 12 or 11. It was late. And actually, the 49ers was like week 6. So in a weird way, the 49ers have every rest disadvantage against them. And I think in the second half, with that plus Jimmy G throwing from likely from behind, oof, with a hurt hand, I don't love it, but I lean Packers.
Do you hesitate on a new team like Cincinnati, getting in the mix here with a bunch of teams that have been in the playoffs before?
I do, especially off that career or that franchise changing win, and maybe that's hyperbole, but you know, I listened to a few guys on a podcast that live in Cincinnati, and they said in that stadium last week they hadn't seen anything like it. It felt different, you know, than not only Bengals games, but like any games they had been to. And it seemed like it. It seemed like there was a celebration after that game. Not that, hey, we took a step. It felt like a celebration.
Oh, boy.
And the thing about Burrow is excellent, excellent against the blitz. But when he's not blitzed, he's had an average grade this season by PFF. Now, last week against the Raiders, they don't blitz, and Burrow was fine. Well, Tennessee's the fifth least blitzing team in the NFL. So this is the second week in a row he's going against non-blitzes generally, and I think that's a big disadvantage. And I also think this, Tennessee was the best record in the AFC, and they are healthier today than they've been at any point in the last, what, 3 months, a minimum, if not the whole season. And my point is, how can they only be a little bit better against a team that barely made the playoffs? I mean, Cincinnati, going into the next to last week, had to win some games in order to make it. I'm not saying they haven't done well, but, boy, think about who they dominated against. Kansas City, which is a good team for sure, but blitzes a ton. Baltimore blitzes a ton. Steelers blitz a ton. And that's been some of their most impressive games this year. Tennessee won't be like that. I like the Titans.
RJ, final question, and that is, what does Buffalo's performance last week against the Patriots mean for them going forward in this game against Kansas City? What do you make of it?
I think it, you know, there's a line in the wire when Michael finally whacks someone, and his senior guy looks at him and goes, "You can look anyone in the eye from now on." Well, in a weird way, not life and death, but Buffalo has vanquished, at least for now, the Patriots, and it was a tough road after the embarrassment in the win game, followed by a win. And then they thought, okay, we win the division, we're fine. But then they got to play them one more time and to dominate them and to go, what, two straight games without punting? I mean, it's like, if there's ever, I don't think it says much about the X's and O's because New England is so different than Kansas City. But I think that Buffalo has to have so much confidence right now. And the professional money has been on the Bills. I mean, this line opened at 2.5, almost 3, and now it's down to 1.5. It's been serious Bills money. I tend to like the over in this game. You can go over 54 because I think that Kansas City's defense is overrated and so is Buffalo's, but both offenses are playing really well. I know 54 is a big number, but over would be my pick in that game.
All right, RJ. Great to talk to you today.
See you, RJ.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
RJ Bell.
Thank you.
Pregame.com, Fox Sports Radio. That's where you find him. Your calls the rest of the way this hour on this Friday, 617-779-0985. We could pick up any of that conversation that we had with Phil Perry about potentially trading for a receiver. And also, have you started to see the halftime show promos, though? I know that last year.
Oh, my
year
God.
At this time,
I watched it on YouTube, the whole thing. It's awesome.
You were very upset with all the promotion
weekend.
Of the weekend.
Yes, no.
At this time a year ago.
They knocked it out of the park with this crew they have on.
Okay, yeah. We can get to that coming up as well.
Based on the promo.
Oh, yeah. Fully approves of the promo.
Love them all.
And fake promos coming up at 150. A great hour here on deck, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We'll take your calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Select and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.617-779-0985, the telephone number. You're on Zolak and Bertram. Why don't we get back to the calls?
Okay.
This is a call from Brad in Northborough, who's calling based on what Hardy brought up on Twitter, which was random celebrity musician encounters, which Zoe then read incorrectly and started telling a story about meeting Nick Nolte, only to figure out later on that he had met Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Brad in Northborough, what's your celebrity story?
Yeah, so I was down in Charleston, South Carolina, where Bill Murray does have a residence. And it was 2016 during the World Series, Cubs versus Indians, or Guardians now. And I saw this guy dressed in the white, the sexy white New Balance cross-trainer shoes, quarter-length white socks, baggy cargo shorts, and a...
Didn't we already have a Bill Murray caller a few weeks ago?
So you were checking him out.
Is this the same guy, or is this a different Bill Murray?
I think it's a different guy.
No, he was digging. He was digging through the garbage. He was
okay. Claims that Bill Murray was digging through the garbage once. I blame Zoe for that call. I blame you, Oscar in New Hampshire. Hi, Oscar.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hi, Oscar.
Well, I disagreed with Paul on offense versus defense. If we were able to stop any one of the last four teams that we went up against during the year,
Phil,
we'd be number one in the AFC. I mean, if you can't stop somebody from scoring, which we couldn't against Buffalo, we couldn't stop Indianapolis, we would have won. So if you can't stop the team, you can't win the game, no matter how much offense you have. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, well, I would also say that you got a problem on offense, too, and that shouldn't be overlooked.
Shouldn't be overlooked.
The Patriots scored 3 points in the first half against Buffalo.
But, Beadle, if you are willing to make any kind of a decision right now on Mac Jones and whether or not he's going to be one of these top three, four guys that you say you need to win a Super Bowl.
No, you need to be, like, top eight for sure. Let's get him into the top 10. Let's start there. He's not there yet.
But based on our conversation yesterday, you feel like you really need to be like one of the true top tier guys.
Yeah.
And if Mac Jones is not going to be that, if he's going to be a good quarterback, you know, good to average quarterback in the NFL, and you want to win it all, then you're going to have to do it defensively. You're not going to be.
No, because then I...
Yes.
No, not necessarily. Hold on. In terms of team building and roster building, in order to have a chance, you're going to have to put good talent around the quarterback. You don't have a choice. You don't. You have to put better talent around the quarterback.
But that you still have to have a quarterback that can utilize that talent.
Yeah,
you can
Mac Jones is good enough to do that, isn't he?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I know part of it is, you know, you're talking about really good receivers who can, like, you know, fight for balls and really, you know.
No, get open. Not fight. Get open. N'Keal Harry will fight for a ball. I want a guy who gets open. I want speed. I want quickness.
I don't know. Hunter Henry was open in the end zone against Buffalo, and Mac still threw one at his ankles. I mean, I don't know. I think he's good. I think he's going to get better. But if you convince yourself earlier than later that he's not going to be one of these upper echelon guys, then you better pay attention to your defense and think about winning that way as opposed to by getting into shootouts and just putting up 35 points.
Wasting time because teams don't win on defense anymore.
I think it's unfair to evaluate that on him right now after 1 year. I mean, look at Ryan Tannehill. He's number one seed. That guy got drafted late first round by Miami. He was an athlete down there at Texas A&M. Ends up being a quarterback. They drafted him to be quarterback. Didn't work out in Miami. But did he get progressively better statistically? Yeah, if you want to look at it from a Milliken standpoint and the way they look at it from analytics, you could say, okay, you could see growth there. He moves to a different team. They take a chance on him. And here he is now with a good team built around him. Can Mac Jones be Ryan Tannehill or better? Alex Smith, same type of player. Been around the league for a while, but manages games, makes some throws, have a good team. You know, don't make the big mistake. I think Jones is smart enough to do that. I think he survived, you know, 21 games here. Got his head taken off half the time. Didn't tuck tail. That's the one thing.
When was the last time a team won just on defense?
Denver.
Denver's a good one. Denver and then Baltimore prior to it. I mean.
So that's like 2015, so you're going back what will be 7 years?
But when Zoe just said Ryan Tannehill, you just described like what a lot of people are saying the ceiling is for Mac right now.
But my point
Ryan
is
he's better than Ryan Tannehill. He's better than Ryan Tannehill.
I do too.
Not now he's not.
He
right
might
now you think he's better than Ryan Tannehill?
I don't think Ryan Tannehill's great. I think he's much better now than he was when he was in Miami, but I still don't think Ryan
They're never going to go throw it 45 times.
You think Ryan Tannehill's going to win the Super Bowl?
No.
No.
So
okay, but they need a quarterback.
But that's my point. Zoe, I said, if you're going to make a decision on Mac Jones right now, you said, well, look at Ryan Tannehill. People counted him out. I'm like, well, Ryan Tannehill ain't winning the Super Bowl either.
Sure.
So you got to aim higher than that for Mac or start thinking more about the defense.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a recipe. Like just building up your defense. I don't think that's the way you can do it.
Well, you better hope for a lot better things from Mac Jones.
Yeah, what's wrong with hoping for that?
Over the next 3 or 4 years. What? Nothing. A lot of people are
why do we have to make the determination after he played one season?
Well, why do we have
mediocre
to,
talent?
Why do we have to do any of this? We don't have to do anything. But a lot of people look at Mac Jones and watch the way he plays and say, "Yeah, he's good, but I don't see anything remarkable about him that is going to make him like an impactful top tier, like 3-4 guy in the league. And that's it. That's how this team is going to win their next Super Bowl.
I don't think he is going to ever be a top 3 or 4 guy in the league. I don't think that's true. But let's see if he's a top 10 guy. Can we shoot for that? I mean, top 10 is top 10. Is Ryan Tannehill a top 10 guy in the NFL right now?
Yeah, and I do think you can get there, and I think you can do it that way, and I think you can do it, but I do not like the idea of paying more attention to the offense in this offseason than I do the defense.
Well, that's fine, but I'm just saying you've got to eventually do both. You cannot leave the offense unaddressed.
No, of course not.
There's far more holes defensively than offensively on the team. We don't disagree on that.
Okay.
I'm just saying you can't say, oh, you just got to accept what you have on offense because we need help defensively. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's going to be a good way to figure out what you have in Mac Jones. And I think that defense is going to be less than spectacular next year, no matter what. I'm not sure they can fix all the issues they have in one offseason.
Nope.
So I think you might just have to get used to that idea.
Well, you're not going to be able to fix everything you need on the offense either.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, your punter's getting a big raise next year.
You've got free agents on the offensive line.
You got a lot of money. Friday's here. I'm happy. End of the week. You got to find out they got $4 million of cap space in your punter because he made all pros. Getting a raise. There's a nice kick in the nuts at the end of the weekend.
You got all that money you got to spend
on. You might not be able to afford Jim Gunnar Olszewski next year.
Special teams money.
Jesus.
Yeah, forget about it.
It's a big part of the budget here.
Ooh, get franchise JC because that would kill us. That would put us way under. Way over the cap.
Who's going to punt?
You got a punt. I don't know. Put the quarterback back there. I don't think he was that great a punt this year.
Hardy has headlines. You want to get to
just
the halftime show?
Let's do halftime.
Try and turn yourself into the Buffalo Bills, and then you never have to punt.
That was low.
I should dump that.
Headlines, Super Bowl halftime next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right.
It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. Rap god. Who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Will there be truth for the blueprint? Simply rage and youthful exuberance. Everybody loves the roof for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid. Did nothing but shoot for the moon since. Pew!
This has you very excited, so?
I mean, he talks a little too fast for me. I like Eminem. I do.
It's just...
How are they going to get all these people in? So it's an 18-minute halftime. So they start setting up. You know the clock. You guys have all been in Super Bowls. Set up right for 3 minutes. Boom. And you got 18 minutes. Go. You got Snoop. You got Dr. Dre. You got Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
Mary J. Blige. Like that. They blew the dust off her to bringing her back. This can
Why
be
do you
entertaining.
Say blew the dust off her?
She hasn't been around a while. Like, Mary J. Blige hasn't done a lot in a while. But I like her stuff. I'm thumbs up on this halftime show. Where last year, I thought they beat the hell out of the same song by The Weeknd with the Pepsi ads. And it's, the halftime show made you sick when they were running through all the mirrors and like, whoa.
Oh, you didn't like the halftime? I thought the halftime show was very good last year. I actually watched it.
Yeah. Then it got a little weird with all those heads great taped memes. Up.
Made for all the great memes afterward of the Weeknd going through those mirrors and all.
Whoa.
Find his way.
Where am I going?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. I think this one will be better.
Based on the promo.
Just based on the amount of good artists that they have in it.
You said there were too many. How are they going to get them all in? It's based on the promo.
It's a good promo.
Well, Eminem talks fast, so that...
Eminem talks too fast.
Yep. And,
but it's good when you have all those people.
Snoop was driving his car in the promo. Dr. Dre was walking down a beach, all that. That's going to be good. I think it's going to be good.
I didn't know Dr. Dre was on a beach. That is good. Will he be on a beach at the halftime show?
He just looks like a badass, man. Like, okay. That's a dude you don't mess with. He's always angry.
I'd be there just for the Dre and Eminem part of it. That's all I need.
Yeah. Yep. So there you go.
Okay.
Time report.
Okay.
There you go. And there it is.
How have Foo Fighters not played the halftime show yet?
Oh, they played everything else.
Rock and roll.
Including Boston Calling.
Oh, that's a big announcement today.
They're not the top billing there, though.
Oh, yeah, well.
Sunday night, baby. Sunday night.
Not anymore, yeah.
Metallica.
They're playing Boston Calling on the Friday night, May 27th.
How about that middle headliner there?
I don't know. I never heard of them.
Yes, you have.
The Strokes.
You know the Strokes. We play the Strokes on this show sometimes.
She said, it's going to be Remember John Casablancas modeling?
No. Remember,
the John Casablancas modeling agency? You never heard of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Okay, Julian Casablancas of the Strokes, I believe that's his son.
Okay.
But they're a good Sunday, they're a fun band. They're a good band.
I think I'd rather go Friday or Sunday. And that's all. Not to put them down in the middle. You see the prices, though. Whew.
Metallica is Sunday night.
Sounds like Tom Petty.
Oh, with good call.
Yeah, there is a similarity there.
Weezer. Was an American
Weezer
girl.
And Modest Mouse are both playing Sunday as well. The Strokes are Saturday night.
This ain't Tom Petty?
No.
No, this is the Strokes. Yeah, that Sunday lineup is crazy with Metallica and Weezer, Modest Mouse. A lot of people are going to show up just to see them.
If you're still standing.
Yeah, I mean, Strokes are the headliners. Friday, you've got Foo Fighters and Cheap Trick.
Ooh.
Avril Lavigne.
Right. She's
that's
angry.
An odd one.
She's
I not,
angry.
You talk about Mary J. Blige getting
her.
The dust.
What? I hope she don't bring her,
off of her.
Don't bring her skateboard. She gets
Skater Girl is back on Friday night. This is for DJ Bean. He's going to be very, very happy, as is Pete Blackburn. Haim is playing on Friday night.
Who?
I wouldn't expect you to know who that is, but they are maybe Haim the biggest fans of Haim, the band.
Oh, yeah.
Three sisters in that band. Oh. Yes.
More angry.
Whenever I see the name, I think it's Haim, and I think of Corey Haim. I'm like, is he no longer? Oh, no, wait a sec. Yeah, he's the one who died. Right.
One of the... what's that licorice movie that's out? Licorice Pizza, whatever. What is that movie called?
Yeah, something like that.
One of the girls, one of the sisters from Haim is the one of the leads in that movie, I believe. She plays one of the lead roles in that film.
So it's like $1,000 for the VIP. I think it's like $369 for general admission for the 3 days.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a little pricey.
Oh.
Hey, you want to go stand in the grass for $1,000?
Well, wait a second. Hold on a second. So that's for the 3 day
park at Harvard?
3 day general admission.
Does that include parking?
Is $369.
Okay. But you can
3 day general admission, 2-pack for you and a friend, is $699.
Hey, can you buy just for 1 day? You must.
I'm on the website and it's right now is the early bird.
I'm sure you'll be able to.
Special pricing.
You get the lucky pricing now, Hardy.
So if you buy early, let's see. I'm looking now. Give me a moment. Buy tickets. 3 day. Here's what's available right now. 3 day and I don't see individual days yet available.
T-Bone is trying to get tickets for Saturday to see Van Buren Records because he thinks it has something to do with the Van Buren boys, but it doesn't. Totally different thing, T-Bone. You should still go, but I don't want you to be disappointed.
Milliken, do you recognize any of the bands on the 3 day bill?
Yeah,
the
group that Hardy just recognized. Actually, a lot of them are from Brockton.
Van Buren Records?
Yeah, I went to high school with some of them. Cool dudes who are working.
Maybe they'll
really
hook
hard.
You up, man.
Good for them. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
No, they're grinders. They do a lot of their own work and, you know, doing different things in Boston and like different artists in the area. Respect to them.
The Strokes are one of the best sounding bands I've ever seen in my life. You're not going to believe this, though. They used to play in Vegas a lot, and it was a total scene.
Really?
Whenever they did, all the LA hipsters would come to town to see the Strokes. And
I'd probably get into it live.
One show at the House of Blues, it was the best sounding show I've ever been at. That whoever their sound guy was a freaking genius. The way they had the drums mic, the bass, everything, it sounded like
a the guy out in the middle operating everything.
But the engineer, the mixer, everything.
It's like their Dennis Knutson.
Yeah, it was incredible. It just sounded like a really loud record being played, and then you look up on the stage and you're like, oh, crap, that's actually them playing.
Oh, I could get into that.
It was good. What's
the date on this?
When Paris Jackson is playing, by the way. I did not realize that Paris Jackson was now an actual artist.
That's Paris, Texas. Oh, same day.
Wait a minute.
There's a band called Paris, Texas playing the
Paris
same.
Paris Jackson, daughter of Michael Jackson.
I see that, yes. Memorial Day weekend, right?
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah. no shot. I'm not going. No shot.
Oh, that'll be fun parking down there.
You would never go anyway.
Where are you going to park people?
You got to take the T.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
He wouldn't know how to do it.
That's a big 3 day weekend of yuck. Is that all the pricing? Does that include food?
Oh, yeah, everything. No. Yeah, everything. Hotel room.
I'm serious. The VIP.
Yep.
Don't they put a spread to VIP? I'm serious.
I don't.
It's like buying a vacation package.
Right.
Is that like, is it like sandals? Sandals.
You get to swim with the Dolphins. They're at Boston Calling. If you've got more kids, though, you have to pay for the extra ones.
Do you get Wi-Fi with that?
You get more Wi-Fi? Yep.
Seafood tower included.
Oh.
You get a continental breakfast if you're there early to see the Chelsea Curve opening up on Friday. Dutch tulips on Saturday.
It's more of a brunch atmosphere for that one. Let's get to today's takeaways. We've got a bunch of fake promos next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me! Give it to me now, damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for Fake Promo Friday, and it's brought to you by Awaken with Any Weight Loss. Is your new workout routine not helping you reach your weight loss goals? Well, it's no surprise, given weight loss is all about nutrition. You can learn more about it all at awaken180weightloss.com. There's 7 locations. Give them a ring. By the way, we've got some contacts already. I think we could get some VIP passes to Boston Calling. And there are some questions regarding the waterways there. Will there be
waterways?
Well, I mean, there's water close to Harvard right there at the athletic complex. Will you be able to pull your boats up and sort of hang out and have a good time? Some boaters have inquired about that.
Yeah, but...
Will there be shutting down of the waterways there, you know, with the police and everything?
Yeah, but based on where the stage is, if I remember correctly...
Do you know how loud it's going to be?
There's the stage faces the opposite direction, and it's across, like, 4 lanes of traffic there.
Okay.
So...
I think you'll still hear it.
Okay, anyway, on to the promos.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Why are you lumping me in that take, Hardy?
You kind of, you were...
Bull crap!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Slippity-doo-dah.
Got the tapes to prove it.
Yeah, you know what?
Got to that this week.
A lot of talk of those tapes.
Why don't you play it right now, T-Bone? You have it ready.
Never heard of
it. Why don't you play it right now for Hardy to end his week?
Oh, sorry, there's no time.
I heard one sound bite that was in lockstep with Zoe.
It's a lot of friction between you two.
I don't know.
Play it, T-Bone.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Your Porsche is an electric car?
Turbo, Taycan. It's not what it's cracked up to be, quite frankly.
And you don't like it?
I love it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That was a weird call.
I love it. Well, you think you get the turbo, and it really doesn't have that kick that the gas ones do.
He called up to trash all over electric vehicles, talking about the one that he owned.
That's why you need a nitrous oxide tank in the back.
I love it.
Okay. Very, very confusing call.
Fair enough.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You don't know? That was like a huge viral song. Yeah, you know, it had the infamous line that everyone knows. The like groceries, like he was on that song.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
What are you eating?
Tyler got dumped.
No comment.
T-Bone had to dump that audio.
It's unbelievable.
Eat the, like, groceries.
Bars.
No, don't. Don't say
encouraging him.
Don't say anything else.
Go ahead.
We're moving
say it
on.
Again.
No, we're moving
Middays
on.
At 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Rigmarole.
Rigmarole of being turned. Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it now.
Rigmarole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's a really good show, you guys.
I was just thinking
it's a really good show.
It's a good show. Rigmarole.
No. Multiple dictionaries have the pronunciation as rigmarole.
Like Worcester's Worcester. It's not Worcester. It's Worcester. Okay. So rigmarole. Sorry.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You know what his nickname is, right?
What's his nickname?
Sunglass Hut.
No, it's Big D Joe.
Okay.
Add some letters to the D.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Because we wouldn't have been able to figure that out without you telling us that you have to add letters there. We knew. We knew what it meant.
No, you didn't. You asked.
Big D Joe.
At 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
This guy, Dan. Hey, Zolak. We all know you're not the brightest bulb on the branch.
Okay? Brightest bulb on the branch?
Yeah, brightest bulb in the room.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
He keeps me emailing me, too.
Like, how stupid I am.
Oh. Yeah. Just block him.
You take no. I enjoy them. Those types.
Set up a little. No, those emails go straight to your trash. You'll never see them.
Lotion. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I'm hashy.
You still read emails, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a hell of one from Jeff and Nashua.
Jeff and Nashua is very upset with you, Beetle.
Oh, what?
He says you've been a jerk all week. You didn't take his call. He was on hold for over an hour.
Jeff, I
never took his call.
Yep.
I don't know.
So today, you're being a real prick this week.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You know what I like about receivers? I like receivers that want the damn ball.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know what happened.
Did the chair fall over?
I dropped something over there. I was sitting in another chair over there. What was it I dropped?
I don't know.
I think you dropped you. I think you spilled your drink.
Oh, I spilled my drink and I went to catch it, and I was on the edge of the chair.
And you fell.
I didn't fall. The chair went out.
Did you hurt yourself?
No, I was fine.
A little bit?
I'm not like the lady who got hit by the car.
No, she's fine too.
What was that thing Tebow was trying to T-Bone was trying to do last night?
Last one.
Jesus.
Oh, last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Tyler will handle this, and he's going to be awesome at it.
10:30 is brought to you by AAA Workstrucks.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
AAA Work Trucks and Bill Ricca. Ha, ha, ha. Jokes on all of us.
Yep.
They loved it. Love Tyler's reading of their sponsorship. They heard us talking about it again yesterday. Probably listening right now. So
they got people lined up outside and wanted to sponsor 11 o'clock next week.
The
10:30 sponsor went so well.
Do you think we
should
start charging a premium for Milliken to do the read?
10:08 is brought to you by...
It's high quality.
I think that might be a thing. I think Milliken's on his way to getting an endorsement deal.
Don't you laugh. How do you think Finish Strong Friday happened? Bang.
Hit me up, 99.
Oh, God. See you guys. Have a great weekend.
Get some wings.
Go, Jimmy. Go, Tom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.